Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Sophia.
Zoe.
You've heard of the stock market, right?
Have.
You know what trading is?
Do.
And then you probably know that the nature of trading, it's you give a little, you get a little.
Absolutely.
You might say you gain a little.
Yes.
And you lose a little.
Yes.
Art imitates life because we were kindly and generously invited to the Buns HQ downtown Toronto to record an episode. Buns is an online marketplace
to trade with no monetary value.
A bartering system.
All over the country, all over the world.
All over the world now. And it started in Toronto by the Mother Bun.
Super fun to get out of our little hole sometimes and, you know, experience something new.
Mm-hmm. That's the good news. We got out of the house. The bad news is...
It's the good news.
And the bad news is we had some technical difficulties.
We did.
Okay, that's bound to happen. Well, it's bound to happen at some point.
It's the nature of the biz.
Anyway, what happened, unfortunately, is that we lost the first half of our episode. So we gained half an episode, and yet we lost half an episode as well. But let's focus on what we gained.
That doesn't mean that we can't try and recount it to you guys right now.
Doo-doo-doo.
Chips.
This is an incredible flavor. We've had chips the entire time that we've been alive.
JustChips.com, the podcast, not the website.
Now, here are the highlights from the first half of the episode, which we can remember still, kind of, because we have notes.
Okay. We are sitting down in studio today with Eli and Dave, and we are talking trash, treasure, and leather. Just kidding.
Leather?
Trades. It rhymed. I just thought I'd roll it. So we are going to delve into some chips that were provided to us through the good people of Buns.
Thank you to the Buns community. We wanted to get the craziest flavors that we could find across Toronto, and the helpful Buns dudes sent out a call out. We brought up the story of the red paperclip guy as a segue into our trading system. So why don't we recount this story for those who don't know about it?
One red paperclip is a person named
Kyle McDonald
who traded a red paperclip in 2005.
Right.
2002, 2003, 2004, 2005.
Went from a red paperclip to owning a house.
This is what Kyle McDonald had, and this is what he did with it.
On July 14th, 2005, he went to Vancouver and traded the paperclip for a fish-shaped pen.
He then traded the fish-shaped pen for a hand-sculpted doorknob.
He then traded that doorknob for a Coleman camp stove with fuel.
He traded the camp stove for a Honda generator.
Traded that for a...
Oh, this is the best one in the list.
Instant party, quote-unquote, which was an empty keg, an IOU for filling the keg,
and a neon Budweiser sign. That's where I would have stopped the trades. I probably would have thought, I've reached the pinnacle here. But then I thought about it more, and I thought, let's be really honest, I probably never would have traded that giant red paperclip in the first place.
No.
And that's going to tell you a little bit about where I will end up in life.
He then traded the instant party for a Ski-Doo.
Then he traded the snowmobile for a two-person trip to Yak, British Columbia.
Then he traded for a box truck.
which he then spun off and traded for a recording contract at Mississauga's own Metalworks.
Then traded that for a year's rent in Phoenix, Arizona.
Which he then traded for one afternoon with Alice Cooper.
He then traded that for a motorized snow globe.
He traded that giant snow globe for a role in the film Donna on Demand. We don't know what it is.
We didn't ask him either.
Nope.
He then traded that film role, finally, for a two-story farmhouse in Kipling, Saskatchewan.
Which he does not live in anymore. He lives in BC now. He actually donated the farmhouse to the town of Kipling. We got it into our crazy heads that we would want to try to call Kyle MacDonald because he is, dare we say, the ultimate traitor.
Original. He has a public hotline which you can call, though I dare say don't do it unless you want
to talk to him.
Yeah, exactly. Because our recording got cut midway through Kyle MacDonald's call.
We feel really bad about the fact that you guys don't get to hear the start of the phone call. We actually hired a professional voice actor. After this reenacted segment, we'll just cut straight into the original phone call, and then you'll hear the rest of our episode at Buns.
And everything will make sense. Cue Jody / Kyle.
Yep, that's me. I'm Kyle MacDonald. I'm the red paperclip guy.
Oh, nice to meet you and talk to you. What are you doing right now?
I'm feeding my daughter old potatoes. Hang on a second. I have to go do something. We'll be back, and when I return, I will pick up my train out of... I'll pick up my train of thought at exactly the right place and in a slightly different voice.
Okay, sounds good, Kyle.
See you in a minute.
I just got off stage at this, like, really, really hack open mic night, and the guy sitting by the bar, a kid about 5 years younger than me, was fall down drunk, like about to be dragged out of the bar, and he looked up and he's like, "You're Kyle MacDonald, you're the red paperclip guy, you did all the trades, I read all about you on the internet," and he was like out of his mind, but 100% on point. That guy right there was the only person who's ever kind of nailed it in public.
Whoa.
Yeah, like a lot of other people are like, "Hey, aren't you that..." It's happened like 10 or 20 times. It's not very common, but you knew inside and out. So I think he was just pretty... I don't think he was a stalker, but...
How often do you get calls on this hotline?
It really depends. I don't honestly answer them all the time. Ooh, it rings from like 10 to 50 times a week with numbers I have no idea about. And I'll pick it up, and sometimes it's fun. More than half the time, people... I go, "Hey, how's it going?" And then they just hang up right away because they're like, "Oh, it's real."
They don't expect you to actually pick up.
It's a joke. Yeah.
But what? So why did you start this hotline in the first place?
I've just had it since it's the same phone number I had when I was doing the paperclip trades. This phone was ringing like 500 times a day.
Oh, so, did you put your trades, you advertised them and asked people to call you?
I had a blog back. I still have the blog, oneredpaperclip.com, and I just said, "Here's what I've got right now. Call me, email me." You know, so it was a blog with a phone number, essentially.
Crazy.
Back then.
Finally, we want to ask you, do you have any final words of wisdom for the trading community?
Start trading. Like, it's one of these things that I find a lot of people put stuff up and then they wait. They, like, wait for someone else to contact them and they wait for it to be easy. But go out of your way to make trades. It really blossoms the more you actually make trade. It's like a gateway drug. The app lets you into this sort of world where these things are happening, and then you meet people, and then you get crazy things from all kinds of random people, and then you use the app again. So it sort of feeds the fire. It's like, you know, kindling and firewood for the actual fire of barter, which has kind of always been there. So it's really cool.
I have a question, Kyle. Just like every year, what do you think monetarily is the value of the stuff you trade, or like in savings or whatever? What did it save you?
Oh, that's a tough one.
It's a real tough one, I know.
I don't keep track. It really depends year to year. Like, there's some years where I've done little to no trading, and then other years with the paperclip where I went up to a house. And then you get into sort of these non-purchasable money things. Sometimes you just get access to stuff. It's sort of it's a really hard thing to gauge. Anywhere from $10 a year to probably, I bet in some years I've got up to $250,000 worth of traded value.
Whoa. That's insane.
That is tight.
But I mean, these are, you know, anomalous events. These aren't walking around the neighborhood swapping an old Walkman for a bottle of wine or these type of things.
Right,
not
right.
That app.
Speaking of priceless opportunities, did you actually meet Alice Cooper?
Yeah, absolutely. I spent sort of a couple days with them, actually, in Fargo, North Dakota in 2006.
Did you go golfing with him?
Sorry?
Did you go golfing with him?
I didn't go golfing. He's like a scratch golfer. I would have held him up. We went to Alice, North Dakota, which is about an hour outside of Fargo. He was given the key to the city, I think, presumably, just because town had the same name as him.
Oh, my God.
Those kind of experiences are priceless. And he said it himself. It's like, these aren't for sale. Like, you can't just buy an afternoon with me. So that's kind of the stuff, like, not to downplay the monetary value, because I do believe there is considerable monetary value that could be.
I think you actually can buy an afternoon with Alice Cooper. No, there's, like, a fan club package thing you can do.
Oh, really?
You can actually buy an afternoon to golf with Alice Cooper.
Oh, my God.
Do they have that now?
Well, yeah. A friend of mine works for Official Community, and they're like his fan club management thing, and that's one of the things that fans can buy.
That's cool.
But you started it, Kyle.
You started it.
And what I was getting at with the whole monetary value thing is that was the magical part, though, is the things that sort of are priceless. You know, that's the fun part. Like, it's that magical value that I believe buns and other sort of barter communities, trading communities,
make.
And I think that's the stuff that makes the world go around.
Less drone, more people.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's kind of nice to not go shopping for diapers, but...
Totally. Thank you so much, Kyle, for talking to us and giving us your wisdom on trading.
Thank you for putting up with my very disjointed phone call.
No, thank you. Bye.
Right. See you guys, bye.
Bye.
Your disjointed phone call, our disjointed phone call, because only half of that exists. Okay.
Soccer balls for babysitting, though, as a parent, that's a really bizarre trip.
He must not like his kids that much. Like, yeah, whatever, work it or not, it doesn't matter. I don't know if it inflates, it's cool. Anyway, kids in the backyard, I think. Back in 2 days.
To catch a spot of speed, I'm Sophia. I'm Zoe, and this is JustChips.com, and we are at Buns HQ. This is the first time we've recorded off our own HQ. And in someone else's HQ. Classic HQ switcheroo. And we are joined by...
Eli.
And Morty.
So I'm going to reopen this up. Why don't you tell us what Buns is?
Buns is an app that we launched in January 2016 as an extension of a series of Facebook groups that were created in 2013, centered around bartering. But we have since expanded it to include things like homes and jobs and advice. And just general chatter, and the collection of which we call the City Network.
So how we got our chips today? Should we talk about it?
Yeah.
Buns provided.
Yeah. I think that's a lesson to learn today, Buns provides.
Yeah. Trust in Buns.
Trust in Buns. We actually have what we'll just call like the mayhem mix.
Yeah.
And we're going to decide what is our trash and what is our treasure
out of these chips.
So we have World of Flavors Thai Curry President's Choice. We have Terra Exotic Vegetable Chips Original.
Those are gnar.
We have Lay's Wavy Sour Cream and Sriracha. And have Nellie O'Connor's Thai Coconut Tortilla Chips. Never heard of those.
I'm confused about this Nellie O'Connor, because that on its own feels a bit Scottish. Like, Nellie O'Connor's chips goes to Mexico to get tortilla chips, but then takes those to Thailand. All right.
Good.
Vague.
We're calling a friend of ours.
Oh,
what's his name?
Chris.
Chris.
Chris. What's his name?
Hello?
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good.
Where are you right now?
I'm just at work.
Oh, cool.
Cool.
Do your bosses know that you're slacking off right now and taking our call?
Did you call me just to get me in trouble? No, they don't know.
And, okay.
Is that
I don't really have any bosses that I work for anyone.
Oh, really?
Okay. Interesting.
What can you tell us about Eli and David of Buns?
Well, they're two different people. So together they're great dudes. Love them a lot. They're great people to work with, not for. I don't know. How are they behaving? How are they doing on your show?
They're doing great.
They're doing so great. So, Chris, I don't know if you know this, but we're actually in your office right now.
You're kidding.
No, not kidding.
Okay, I got a middle finger.
Hey, that's right, Barless, and you're a bold-faced liar there. Great
guys.
We
are not nice at all.
Yeah, we're not nice at all.
Nor do you like us.
No.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Actually, as long as we're opening. coming up, it is sort of a waking nightmare from which there is no escape working with them, actually. It feels a little bit like, yeah, like, you know, just floating down the River Styx every single time I come into work.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a glowing review of your work.
No, Eli's a teddy bear. Dave is just Lucifer. You know, there's no
Chris, what is an object that you think is a treasure, but you know that other people generally think is trash, or vice versa?
Oh, myself? Is that a... I'm neither trash nor treasure. I'm like, neutral.
Neutral.
It's a really good question, actually. I think, like, it just in general, like, as far as my aesthetics and whatever go, like, I like it when things are, like, kind of beat up. Like, I think like rusty cars are the best kind, for instance. So that might be an answer. Like, I don't like anything brand new. I don't like anything pristine or shiny. Like, I hate it. That's why I never.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
That's why I never like buy any like new clothes or
shower.
I don't know, I buy a new car pretty much ever.
That's why my life's basically shambles and none of my shit works.
Yeah.
Like all broken shit.
Related. No, but like, I don't like anything to be pristine, so I think all trash is my treasure, I believe.
Wow, that's interesting. Really
that's
beautiful.
I love
you're
that.
Sort of like a hermit crab.
Yeah.
That explains why he lived in a recycling bin.
Yeah. And he's always pinching me.
Chris, one final question. Can you ask us a question about chips?
Ask you guys a question about chips?
Yes, that is why we're calling.
I mean, I have a lot of questions about your guys' relationship with chips. I have many questions.
You can only ask one.
Okay. Isn't it just total bullshit that they don't fill the bags all the way, like, to protect the chips or whatever? Like, that's just pure profiteering, is it not? And, like, there's less chips now than there ever has been at any point in human history in bags.
So a bit of a rhetorical question, but we'll roll with
it. We'll roll with that. Thank you so much, Chris.
Oh, hey, happy to, you know, long-time listener, first-time caller. It was a pleasure.
Thank you for your long-time listenership.
Yeah, thank you. Now get back to work.
Yeah.
Actually, trivia... Chris and I were roommates for 2 months, and that was when we started recording this Chip Podcast. So
that
you
is.
Actually, Chris,
that's
you actually,
true.
Do
yeah.
you know that you heard the first, like, pilot episode of this show?
Yeah.
We recorded it in your house.
Early benefactor, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, just, like, you know, I'm right over there, so just come by.
Thanks, Chris.
Nice one, Chris.
Yeah.
Bye.
High quality reveal, guys. I was very confused as to why there was an echo outside of the room.
That's why I was like, it's Chris. He's like, no.
So let's open a bag of chips.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
So do you guys want to do the honors?
Ready?
Yeah. 1, 2, 3. This is a really tough bag.
Wow.
What the? Eli's got little hands. Have a sniff.
Whoa. Okay, that's pungent.
Wow, right? It's really coconutty. Mm. It's called Thai coconut.
Oh, World of Flavor smells like...
Sea nutty.
Soup?
Like lemongrass, kind of,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it has lemongrass right on the front.
It smells a bit dusty.
Whoa. Yeah, it smells a bit old. The Nelly.
Old.
Yeah, these are going to taste like shit. I can already tell.
No. Hold on. These are best.
Pledge lemon.
March 27th. They're a month old, but
they were best
worse.
By a month ago.
Okay, so should we all grab a
Nelly O'Connor's?
Yeah, give me a Nelly O'Connor.
Okay, chip cheers, everyone.
Chip cheers.
Gross. Lysol.
You know what this is? This is like a classic sweet chip.
Yeah, they kind of taste like Cool Ranch.
But they do have a bit of spice.
Ooh,
these
little spicy.
Are so like Cool Ranch.
Yeah, they're a little like Cool Ranch.
No, you guys, these are fucking awesome, actually.
What are your thoughts on treasure hunting?
Oh my God, I love treasure hunting.
Have you ever geocached?
No.
Do you know what geocaching is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
People say I should do it with my kids, but
yeah.
I don't like entertaining my children.
That's a good way to get
it raises their expectations for the rest of their lives.
You just get the local soccer coach and you stick them with
I'm
them.
I'm joking. I love my children.
You might end up with better kids, you know?
Yeah, that's part of geocaching is you trade your kids. Yeah,
that's true.
For the rock
kids.
In the woods.
Not the air
I was wondering where my pet rock comes from. Also, where missing children go. Oh. Sorry, don't.
The woods. Eli, father of two, everybody.
Father of two
pet rocks.
They are seven and three.
Let's go in for the President's Choice
for
the flavors.
Why are those these orange? Are orange like a Simpsons character.
Well, yeah, they are.
These are going to be good. The cumin.
Chip cheers.
Chip cheers. They were so much better.
Whoa.
Well,
I don't know.
The texture of these is so light.
Yeah.
I like those so much better than the sweet chips.
Have you guys ever been duped in a trade?
Yeah. Actually, maybe it might be the very first trade I ever made. I found a really nice long window planter. I asked her to bring me a bag of weed.
Mm-hmm.
And when she showed up, it was like crumbs in a bottom of a baggie. She also it was to trade weed and a Wu-Tang mug. And I was like, Wu-Tang mug? Great. And she's like, I don't have a photo of it, but I'll bring it to you. And she like put the weed, in quotes, in the Wu-Tang mug, which then wrapped it in a plastic bag. And when she handed it to me, I was like, okay, yeah, this feels like a mug. It was a mug with a sticker on the outside from a skate shop in Halifax that used the Wu-Tang logo as their logo.
Oh my God.
Except it started with an M, so the Wu-Tang logo was upside down on the sticker, so she just flipped the sticker over so it looked like the Wu-Tang logo.
Oh my God.
And it was like less than a joint's worth of weed in the bag, which was in the
shit
mug.
Trade. That is a real dupe.
But I traded the Wu-Tang mug as a Wu-Tang mug for something else. I can't remember
Wait,
what.
Wait, that's kind of your own One Red Paperclip story.
Yeah, in a way.
Except
you're being shitty.
The dupey becomes
I think
a duper.
I said it's a fake Wu-Tang mug, but you can have it. It's just a sticker from a skate shop that's upside down.
Always check out your trades, you know? Look for scratches. Mm-hmm. Make sure it's there. You know, if you don't feel safe doing a porch trade, you can use one of our safe trade zones.
Buzz.com/zones.
Buzz.com/zones. Yeah, no, I never have. I've been good, and I've done porch trades. I left like jean jacket for like cool stereo, like all that kind of stuff, all on the porch. Like, wow.
But people who trade with Mort also like come to his apartment and realize what a fucking weirdo he is, and that's part of the appeal of trading with Mort.
Yeah.
Like, he used to have a, and I say used to because rest in peace, poor tilapia. But he used to raise tilapia in his apartment.
What?
I had a 1,000-liter aquaponic system.
What?
What?
How did we not bring this up until now?
He raised tilapia. He grew basil and tomatoes above an aquaponics rig so that water with like the basically the fish shit would sink to the bottom and fertilize the dirt, which would then leak like fresh
water
into the
that's
nuts.
Kind of closed loop system. Close to like the lost city of Atlantis.
It totally is.
Speaking of treasure
world. We had a bunch of tilapia and we ate them and we butchered them, and I found out that I don't really like the taste of tilapia, and killing fish by yourself is kind of hard and not fun.
I can imagine.
Sad.
Years,
it actually explains a lot about Dave.
Yeah, totally. It was a sad boy who misses tilapia.
Did you ever trade your tilapia?
No, but I did have a shit ton of goldfish.
Okay.
In the same tank. Mm-hmm. And the idea was that they lived together, and they did. But then when I was like 2 years gone by and I'd grown enough vegetables and wanted to get the fuck out of my apartment, I ate all the tilapia, and then I had like literally 150 goldfish, which I was just giving away to anybody who would take them, you know? And
oh,
it
my
took
God.
A long time to get them away. But it's great.
Let's open the next two.
I just want
to
say that the Lay's Wavy and the Thai Curry and the Nellie O'Connor came from a super bun named Shannon Parks, who is rad.
Thank you so much, Shannon.
Yeah,
follow her on the app. Check out her stuff. She's a super awesome lady.
She'll treat
five stars.
You good.
Yeah.
And
then these Terra Chips, they come from a guy named Mark who runs a curio shop in Parkdale called, I think it's called the Unsanctioned Trading Zone.
Okay.
And he runs a little booth out of the Parkdale Flea. And he has some gold shoes that I saw on the app that look pretty amazing.
Cool.
Anyway, thanks,
okay.
Mark.
I'll open the Terra.
Okay.
You got to give her the first.
Yeah, smell that.
Earthy.
Earthy. Chip cheers.
Chip cheers.
Chip cheers.
Chip cheers.
Yeah, cheers.
Whoa.
What kind
Some
of
them are so hard and spiky.
I know.
Like eating sea urchin spikes.
This is for the self-hating person.
Totally.
The like health person.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to have some chips.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to eat chips, but I like eating dirt.
Yeah, eats half a bag, then says fuck it and goes and eats a pound of butter.
Story of my life. This is why you're fat. The beet one's okay.
I'm going to give that a solid 4 out of 10.
I'm going to say better than Nelly's.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Personally.
All right.
Who are Wavy from? Are they from also
somewhere else?
They're from
Shannon. From
Shannon. Oh, okay.
Shannon brought 3 bags because she's a goddamn champ of life.
So the final one is Lay's Wavy Sour Cream and Sriracha. Never tried it.
Me neither.
Whoa. Seriously, skunky whiff.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Whoa, that smells like farty cheese.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Whoa. Oh, God, that literally smells like farts.
Smells like Dad's underwear drawer.
Do you spend a lot of time in your father's underwear drawer, you creepy weirdo?
Dude, that was also the cradle for the first few years.
It's also where he keeps his weed.
Yeah. It's also where I keep
and
going
to
get his
and where you dry your tilapia also.
Yeah, exactly. That's dried and salted tilapia. $80 a pound, grown down in downtown Toronto.
Chip cheers.
Yeah. Like, what is this? You're trying to reinvent the wheel?
Honestly,
your bullshit Lays. You're fucking it up.
It also tastes like farts and smells like it.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty acidic. They're more sour cream than sriracha,
yeah,
for sure.
A lot of
it
garlic.
Tastes like
sour
cream.
Very sour. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like sour sour
like
cream.
Off sour cream.
It tastes like they were ideated in a boardroom.
Yep. Although it has aged cayenne red pepper. Bullshit.
That's about the only good thing it has going for it, if it's true, even.
Here's a question. Mm-hmm.
Sour cream solids. That's what's wrong with it. They waited until the sour cream got solid.
Yeah.
And then they put it in the bag.
Okay, here's my question. Fountain of Youth. Would you?
What's that?
Would you chase the Fountain of Youth?
Or dip into
it? Would you dip into it? Oh.
Would I? If I could be like 10 again?
No.
Well,
that's not how it works.
Okay,
how it works is you get dipped into the fountain, or you dip yourself into the Fountain of Youth, and
or take
you
a sip.
Stay
the same age.
The same age forever.
100%.
Wait, you think you're at your prime?
I am
just you at peak, Dave. I'm so excited to know the answer to this question.
No, seriously though, why wouldn't you want to stay this age? What, you think it's getting better?
No.
How old are you?
30s.
Exactly. So I'm gonna stay 33 forever because the future can't get any better than that. I mean, it could, but like, I can get to the future still being young. I have a long-standing, and this is for my whole life, desire to, and I would trade it in to be a vampire. Because live forever.
Yep.
You get to bite all your friends,
yep,
and then they live together and you're in like a posse. You develop weird skills. Like, if you like try really hard and turn into a bat or walk upside down or like, you know, disappear and shit. I would do it in a heartbeat. I've thought about it millions of times. So.
Plus high fashion.
High fashion.
Nice.
I think we should talk about which chip is going to be the winner.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, none of them.
Yeah, I don't want to go back to sriracha, though. I can't.
No, I'm not either.
No, sriracha's a gross.
I think it's
like
out.
The good, the bad, and the ugly over here.
So, yeah.
Except the good isn't here.
Yeah.
Just the bad,
I could
the
comfortably
ugly.
Take this home and eat this whole bag.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, the way that this show
he's talking
works,
about though? The Nellie O'Connor.
I think these are great.
Okay, so your vote's Nellie O'Connor.
My vote's Nellie O'Connor.
The way that this show works is that there can only be one winner.
Man, I guess I'm going to have to be bullied because mine was going to be Thai coconut President's Choice.
What do you like better? What is appealing to you about those?
Salt content.
Yeah.
Saltier.
That's true, actually.
I will eat 3 of these tortilla chips and not come back to them. Mm-hmm. I would probably, not very happily, but still do eat the full bag of the Thai curry.
True, good point.
Good point.
Is anyone
you might be bullying me.
Yeah.
you're not into the Thai curry at all.
Dude,
maybe
suck.
You should just abstain.
Final vote?
Yeah, I think maybe let's all say what our favorite utopia is.
Utopia.
Or describe a utopia.
Your own
decision. Own treasure world. And then wow. Like as like a final thing, let's all call out which of these bags would be, I mean, I know none of them would be in your utopia in real life, but which one, if you had to, would be in your utopia?
My utopia would be somewhere in the Gulf Islands in Vancouver. That is where I want to die.
With Kyle MacDonald?
Yeah. Me and Kyle and Nellie O'Connor. Okay. Chilling on the beach with a couple
and
of pet rocks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, my turn. My utopia. Oh, jeepers creepers.
In a tilapia farm.
Yeah, yeah. I am
in the tilapia
in my own farm. Yeah.
Right? And you're watching yourself
totally
farm you
yeah,
from above.
I'm watching myself farm you and being like, you look skinny, dude. You got to eat a little more.
But not me. Don't eat me.
But like, not me, bud. And we're friends. And every now and then, I sprinkle up, crush up some of these Nellie O'Connor chips into my tank where I eat them, I guess, because that's where my utopia is. And every time I poo, I know that I'm growing kale. There it is.
Beautiful.
That is really beautiful.
Yeah. No?
Zoe?
How about you?
My utopia is eating chips in the Buns HQ, I think.
Yeah. You gotta aim higher.
Says you.
which chip are you eating in the Buns HQ?
Well, why don't you say your utopia, and then on the count of three, I'll call her.
Okay.
Our utopia.
Okay, my utopia is Fountain of Youth, but no water, just chip sludge. The chip sludge is Thai curry.
Okay. On the count of three, let's all call our chip flavor. Okay, three.
Two, one.
Thai curry.
Thai curry.
Damn it. I said Nellie O'Connor.
Oh, Nellie O'Connor. Nothing.
I hate all of them.
Yeah. Thai curry, Thai curry.
I also have a side gig as a pushover, so I'll go as I'll go for Thai curry.
You can see.
Okay, Dave, yeah, can fine. We bully you into World of Flavors Thai curry in your tilapia tank?
Sure. If you crush them up, put them in a cowboy boot, pour them down my throat, I would love them.
Okay.
Oh, present done. Choice. Great Wait, job.
Done.
JustChips.com, the podcast, not the website.
Your bun's believable. Oh!
Can you guys like just do a little bit more music? Yeah.
This episode was recorded at
Buns HQ.
We are your hosts and producers, Sophia Lepage
and Zoe Robertson, and our special guests today have been
Uncle Mort
and Eli Klein.
Special thanks to Buns
and to all the Buns traders who gave their chips today.
Absolutely, Shannon and Mark, thank you so much. And special thanks to the OG chip listener, Chris Barless.
And special thanks to finally Kyle McDonald
at One Red Paper Clip.
Yeah,
and Koji, and thank Koji for the recording gear.
The only thing we can say is special thanks. All right, close.
Oh, and our theme song is by Fez Keelan.
Your Buns believable. Oh,
that one? No,
awesome. Definitely gonna use that.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.